Good morning. My name is Laurel Quinn, and I am the Life Stage Director here at BCBC, and I also get to lead our kids' ministry team, and I'm here with Pastor Dell. And something that I really appreciate about the messages that you bring, Dell, is your experience as a therapist. And so when you look at the Christian life, you're not looking just at the spiritual side of ourselves, but also thinking about the connection with the mind, with the emotions, with the body. And so it's just always really fascinating when you bring that concept to our lessons, our messages here. And today we want to talk about an issue that's on the rise in America and also globally. And I'm sure it's an issue that you have to deal with regularly in this other profession that you have, and that is anxiety.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. That's true. Anxiety is on the rise in our culture, and also depression and loneliness. So we've addressed a little bit of that here at different times. But it is impacting our kids in even greater ways than it is adults. So upwards of 60% of our young people are really anxious. And in fact, they've got a little designation for the younger generation. I don't know if you've heard it, the anxious generation. So it's really impacting that. And it's something we just want to be mindful of. And I know as a kids ministry director, it's something that you're digging into with the kids. So yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. And so when you think about the rise that's happening, there's a lot of really terrible stats out there that are painting this bleak picture. And I'm wondering, what are some of the factors that are driving this upward trend?
Yeah, well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that culture is changing a lot, particularly with technology. So we've got a lot of screen time. A lot of these factors are all kind of woven together, but just think about it for a second. The more kids are plugged into screens or gaming systems, they're often inside. So they're not going outside as much. They're not moving as much. And our bodies are meant to be part of the world we're created in, not just inside our rooms. And so, going outside, being active, actually is one of the things that helps lower our anxiety and help our depression. So this is so profound that even if you're near a picture of a tree, your blood pressure goes down. You can imagine what would happen if you actually went outside and sat by a real tree. Okay, so anybody in the room, this is not just kids, if you're struggling with anxiety, one of the things that will help you is to become more active, to get outside more, to take more breaks from your screens, and just to be the embodied creature that God made you to be in creation.
And something that was really fascinating is I saw they actually have charts that show over time the amount of playtime that kids would have outside with friends. And if you think about how much culture has shifted over the last decade especially, I can't remember the exact time difference, but essentially it went from several hours a day that kids would be spending outside with their friends, and now it's less than an hour, even just about 30 minutes. And so there's been a substantial culture shift that was happening even before COVID, and then I think that worsened it by a lot.
Yeah, and I think the other factor with all of this is we have incredible tools now, really 24/7 through connectivity, that stimulate us constantly. So, the media formats are moving, really quickly, changing so much, and they're very stimulating. So we've got a lot of accelerators in our lives, but we haven't necessarily paid attention to the breaks. So if you think about this for a second, like when I was trying to teach all my kids to drive, I really wanted them to know where the brake pedal was, right? So in order to be able to go safely, you have to know how to stop, okay? And so I think part of what's happening to all of us, but our kids need to learn this too, is that we've got these really powerful cultural sort of like ways of just being that accelerate us constantly, and we don't really teach meaningfully how to use our brakes, how to decelerate. And so our bodies are just like carrying all the stimulation. Well, one of the amazing things about the way of Jesus is that it teaches us both about practices of engaging God and others in life, but it also teaches us really powerful things about disengaging. So if you've heard terms like solitude or silence, even the building blocks that lead to meditation or reflection or prayer, all of those things are decelerators. And it's amazing how in our repertoire, a lot of people, I'll ask, like, do you have any kind of stilling practice that's a part of your spiritual faith? Like, do you practice any kind of stilling or slowing or silence. Even a practice of 5 minutes a day of learning how to be still can revolutionize your life because of the other things that it leads to. And we can teach kids that, right? We can teach kids that they're made to go, but they're also made to stop.
And it's amazing when you read the New Testament, especially, and you see all the times that it says that Jesus went out to desolate places to pray. And how many times am I going to my desolate places to just be still, to be quiet? He was in ministry, constantly surrounded by people, and even Jesus needed to go off and have silence. And that has always been a really big conviction point for me.
Yeah, you know, the scripture, be still and know that I'm God, you know, that is like a really big key to like a lot of our flourishing in life, and something desperately that we got to recapture, right, in the age of crazy. Yeah, I think another thing that is contributing to kids' anxiety and all of our anxiety is that anxiety sort of functions like an attention trap. So we need to learn what to do when we have negative feelings or negative experiences or things that are hard. And we also need to know how to inhabit joy and things that are positive, right? Both of those things. One of the things that happens when we encounter something that's anxious, stressful, or maybe depressing, is that we think, oh no, you know, I feel so bad. I need to stop feeling bad. I need to stop feeling bad now. I really need to stop, right? And the more that we concentrate on stopping feeling bad, ironically, what are we doing? We're focusing more into how bad we feel, right? And so that's the term of attention trap. It can kind of hook us into this downward spiral. And one of the things that's incredible, about the way of Jesus and the wisdom of the scripture is that it teaches us that in the middle of our hardships, we can also stop to give thanks, and we can also be grateful, and we can also be mindful that we live in a world where 90% of it has been showing up to blessings that are all around us, and they coexist at the same time as our hardships. So if you think about it this way, like if this was your stress or your anxiety, and it starts to rise, part of what it happens is that it starts to like become all that we see, right? And it's like, I'm so anxious, I'm so depressed, like, how do I stop? Part of the way of Jesus is learning how to, in the middle of that, learn to lower our hands, not to negate or try to escape or deny the stress or the things that are hard, but to notice that simultaneously there are all kinds of blessings all around us, right? There are all kinds of good things that can coexist with the bad things. And that lesson of, you know, for our kids to learn that there are both highs and lows, and that we can, without denying what's hard, also embrace and integrate what's good, is part of the life of faith, right? It's part of the life of living with God and in relationships.
And you had mentioned that this could be a great practice even around the dinner table, or even just with a friend, whenever you're having a checkpoint with someone or with a child or a grandchild, saying, what went well today? What's not going well today? And both coexist at the same time. You don't have to only focus on the negative or just focus on the positive, but yeah, see that that's both.
Such a powerful practice, the sharing highs and lows. And I think you're bringing up this idea that the sharing of the highs and lows not only helps us recognize that there are both good and bad things together, but it also engages another person. And anxiety and depression accelerate, become much, much louder when we're in isolation. So kids need to learn how to share their experience with someone else, like an adult or in their lives, other people in their lives who can be with them to share that experience. And just the process of sharing that actually helps you not feel alone, and actually helps you feel less anxious and less depressed. It's not the stress that actually harms us. It's not knowing what to do with it, right? And so when we're not alone, when we feel like that's shared, that really helps us. And that's the community, the practice of community that Jesus teaches us about. And Callie was mentioning small groups, like why go to one or why try one out. It's amazing when you have a community who knows you and knows your story and is tracking with you, where you can share those highs and lows and pray together through the good and the bad and integrate that experience and bring God into it. You know, that's going to help with the whole experience of anxiety and depression.
And what's really cool about our God is that he is a relational God. And when you look at the Trinity, it is a Father, a Son, and then the Holy Spirit as our helper, our guide, all together in one. And they, through Scripture, we can see how that's modeled and how that self-giving love and receiving love is modeled through them. And even right now in the kids' wing, we're learning about the Holy Spirit, and we're learning about how Jesus left and he sent us a helper instead. And so it's really amazing to see relationship modeled in that way, even through Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought it back to that, Laurel, because all of this essentially is spiritual, right? All that we're talking about, the relationships, the emotions, the body, all of that is spiritual. And all of it actually functions on the hardware of the fact that God actually is. And I think the biggest thing that our kids and all of us need to learn is what God is like. Because if God is actually available, if he actually sees us, if the promises of Scripture are actually true, that we're never alone, and that God is beautiful, and he's good, and he's faithful, you know, these kinds of things, all of the things that Jesus actually said, when you look at me, you actually see what God is like. And so we want everyone in our church, but especially our kids, to be developing this really beautiful, robust picture of what God is like in the face of Jesus Christ, so that through all of life and all of our experiences, we can integrate the good and the bad from beginning to end, knowing that we're not alone and that we live in love. And what a gift to be able to pass that on in the middle of a time when as a culture, we really are losing our way and literally coming apart at the seams. So I'm so glad that you guys are on the job. I know that VBS is going to actually deal with some of these issues directly this year. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited about VBS this year.
That's Vacation Bible School,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, Vacation Bible School. Yeah. You know, every year there's always a wonderful program that we're able to have, but this year especially, they have actually designed the curriculum to respond to this challenge of the rise of anxiety in children. And so because of that, everything from the games that they're playing, which gets that outdoor movement in, because we have our outdoor games, to the science experiments that are engaging the brain, or the delicious snacks that they're eating where they can taste and see that the Lord is good. Everything is designed to help the kids experience the love of Jesus. And what's really amazing is that this year, it's about Psalm 23. And so when we think about the purpose of Scripture, in helping us learn how to walk through anxiety, and what these kids will be learning is how to go from lost to found, how to go from fearful to peaceful, how to go to shaky to sure. And so all of these elements that are so critical for helping these kids learn how to navigate this scary world as it can be, but also the beautiful world that God has given us. It's just a really amazing thing that we get to do here. And so right now we're actually aiming for 260 kids to walk through these doors. A lot of these kids won't be attending this church, and so it's really an incredible opportunity to share Jesus's love with them. And we need your help. So we need volunteers. This is an all-in effort every year. There are so many different ways that you can get involved. We have a table in the Family Life Center where if you want to know how to help, we would love to talk to you there. And then we also have a wish list, and that's really what helps us get the resources that we need to make this a spectacular event. It's going to be an Irish adventure through Psalm 23, so we already have our design figured out where we're transforming this church into Ireland, and so we're going to have a lot of fun. But also, we just need your prayer. We really are praying that the kids that need these lessons on anxiety, on the love of Jesus that helps them as their good shepherd, we're praying that they show up, and those kids are in our church too. And so there's a lot of hearts that we know desperately need this theme, this program, and we are really excited to be able to shepherd them along the way. So we could really use your prayers on that.
Well, how about if we take a minute to pray right now? So Lord, for VBS, for all the efforts that are being made here to bring kids into the love of God and into community to understand themselves and the way life works in the way of Jesus, we pray your blessing. We pray that you would resource the children's ministry, but also this Vacation Bible School, and help our whole culture right now, God, to find peace, to find life as it was meant to be. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.